In an occasional case, even these maneuvers plus a look at the right ventricle with a cardiac MRI to exclude right ventricular dysplasia, or a look at the QT interval to rule out long QT syndrome, still does not indicate causation. One of the more common causes, particularly 5 to 10 years ago, of an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest was the presence of marked electrolyte abnormalities, particularly low potassium. Another is the presence of coronary artery spasm, and this should be looked for if the epicardial coronary arteries are entirely normal. Finally, when taking the cardiac history, one should make sure that the patient's not taking a drug that might in and of itself cause cardiac arrest, such as a type 1C antiarrhythmic drug, or be one of the drugs that can cause exacerbation of a long QT syndrome and resulting polymorphic ventricular tachycardia. There is a list of antibiotics and antihistamines that can cause long QT to degenerate into polymorphic VT, and these also should be carefully looked for.